much, much love and blessings. This is Brother Michael with Superhero Training. And I'm just sharing with you how you can create and run your own superhero mastermind group. Because part of this training is for you to have your own mastermind group where you meet every week and you glean the amazing and almost intangible power of this group, because none of us can do this alone. And this mastermind is absolutely essential for your magical success. Miracles will happen from this group. So I'm going to share with you how you can run it yourself, what the things to look out for, how to, what things to avoid, and keep it as straightforward and to the point as possible so you can start doing this immediately. And if you ever become confused about your mastermind group, come back to this audio, listen to it again, and it will clarify a lot of things for you. All right, so first of all, why is it good to have a mastermind group? What is the point? What is it? Why do you need it? How do you run it? And what happens if you do that? So let's start with why. Let's just be honest. None of us can achieve superhero results in our lives. None of us can live our full potential completely on our own without any support from anyone else. Behind every great leader, behind every great revolution, behind every great endeavor of any kind, you will always find some kind of mastermind group. Some people would not have considered it as a mastermind group. They won't have called it that. They won't have set it up, you know, formally and consciously like we are right now. But nonetheless, there is always some form of mastermind group behind things. In some cases, the mastermind group might be, you know, channeled even, you know. But nonetheless, it's a mastermind group. Now, when we tap into the mastermind, when we tap into this mastermind support, what happens is we go beyond our current limitations. We transcend our glass ceiling. We start to experience and explore new possibilities, new realms of potential that may have been completely invisible to us. You begin to open doors that you never knew were there. And as you go through those doors, you find more doors and more wonderful, enchanting things and more miracles. And as you go through those doors and those gates, you end up in a completely different place in your life, beyond what you can even imagine right now. So the mastermind is going to help you reach places that you literally cannot comprehend at this point in time. And, you know, of course, along with this is, if you don't have a mastermind group, if you don't have this kind of like sincere support, then a lot of the time people are feeling stuck, they're feeling alone, lonely, confused, and they don't really know where to turn for support. So it's really comforting and extremely nourishing to have this. Other benefits of this are, you know, massive, massive, massive upgrade in your power, because as you connect to the group energy, you tap into something far bigger and far more profound than what you would on your own. You also can feel a lot of relief and relaxation knowing that if you have a problem, if you have a challenge, if something comes up, you're not alone. You're not just trying to deal with it in your mind. You actually have other people, the mastermind, to support you. And if you want to achieve something great and you may doubt yourself, the mastermind was there to support you in achieving things beyond what you could even consider as a possibility or even try and pursue on your own. So the mastermind really creates that sense of relief. And of course, you end up with a lot of new ideas. And the result of having new ideas is a new future, a new reality, a new destiny. And of course, the benefit behind all of this is just simply having a community, having like a family, you know, who you can trust and who trust you. And you're supporting that, and that is supporting you. So it's a beautiful exchange of give and take. So just to clarify, you know, what is a mastermind? Now, Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich, famous author, this is what he said a mastermind group is. A mastermind group is the coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work towards a definitive purpose in the spirit of harmony. The coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work towards a definitive or definite purpose in the spirit of harmony. So in other words, you've got two or more people who are on a mission to achieve something with harmony. There's that group support, there's that energy, there's that love, and they're moving towards something very specific from a good feeling. He also mentions, no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. So as you create this group, as you create this third mind, this intangible power, you are tapping into something else. And my personal experience of this is that I always come out the other side of mastermind sessions feeling as if miracles have happened, as if there is a deep nourishing sense in my solar plexus area a lot of the time, a sense of power, a sense of self-control, you know, a sense of being able to do anything, of confidence comes from that. And that's an intangible third mind that is just doing its thing. And it's hard to even explain what it gets. And you'll get a feeling of this as you do the groups. So what is a mastermind? Okay, what is it very specifically? Okay. Basically, it's a group of two or more people, like Napoleon Hill just mentioned, where you come together on purpose every week, ideally, or could be even more, but regularly, where you are all meeting together to support a particular purpose. Now, some people use this, some groups are, you know, in terms of revolutionaries, you know, they're wanting to change the world in some way, create a revolution, they'll meet on that topic, on that purpose. Other people, it may be for business, or it could be for creativity, innovation, you know, religion. You know, there's so many kind of ways that this can be used and has been used. So in your case, you'll be meeting with other members of the superhero training, whose purpose is to become superheroes, is to become leaders, is to transcend your limitations, break your glass ceilings, totally upgrade your life on all levels, and go out there and make a massive impact in the world in your own way. So you're coming together to upgrade yourselves and to serve the world. And along with you doing that, there will, of course, be challenges, because there's always some kind of challenge when we're ascending. And so the group is going to help you overcome those challenges and give you guidance and support when you need it, and come up with ideas and suggestions and just whatever support that you need at that moment. So most of the time, you know, the group meets once a week. Like I said, you can meet more often, but we're recommending once a week for somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes. And we're going to be doing groups for somewhere between 3 and 5 people. If it gets too big, then it takes too long and it just doesn't work. So keep them small. It's better. 3 to 5 is a good number. And also keep the time limit down. And when you do this, you will really start feeling the power, the connection, the success, the support, and the blessings. And it's really beautiful because you're not just, you know, taking. It's not that you're trying to get from the group. You're also giving. So you're giving and receiving. You're contributing and receiving. Contributing and receiving. It's a really beautiful thing. And just to just throw the seed in straight away, have the aim. Have the aim in your heart to give 1,000%, to go completely overboard in your contribution. Because the more you give, the better you feel, and the more you will receive from the group. And realize that you're tapping into something beyond your own limitations when you're sharing in the group. Because what tends to happen is, say somebody has a problem with, say they're having a financial problem, okay, challenge. And they're saying, okay, here's my challenge. I need to have this amount of money. Let's say these are the problems related to it. This is what I'm dealing with. You know, I'm doing this thing. This is how I can generate cash. I don't know what to do. What do you think? Someone will say, oh, what about this? What about that? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Then there'll be some response. Then somebody else will run with that idea, which they wouldn't have had themselves. They would take that idea to another level. Then the third person comes in and says, well, what about this? And after a while, what you end up with is just this miracle solution that is way beyond anyone could have come up with on their own, even spending hours and hours and hours thinking about it. So this kind of wonderful transition and transformation and kind of morphing, this liquid, fluid experience that you get is quite bizarre, actually, and just happens all of its own. So that's the sort of thing that happens in the groups and why this is so powerful and what to look out for. So how to run your group, how to run it. I'm going to go into some details here, so by all means take some notes. And like I mentioned, the group will have somewhere between 3 and 5 members, and we will pick the members for you in some cases, and in other cases we will let you pick your own members depending on the situation, because sometimes it's easier one way, sometimes it's easier another way. So we'll give more information on how you actually get the members in the training and with other communication we have with you. So just assume you now have your members. Now, it's important that everyone can actually be there at the same time every week and be committed to this. Make sure that your mastermind group is not something you turn up to late. It's not something you do if and when you can manage to get to it. If you can't commit and if you're not serious about this, then don't be a participant of the group. Mastermind group is sacred. It's extremely sacred, extremely powerful. So if you're not 100% committed to the group, if you're not 100% committed to yourself in this way, please withdraw from this completely so that you're not messing anyone else around. And if you are up for it and you want to experience the magic, then be 100% committed, you know. Not that you forget about it, oh, I was in traffic, this and that and the other. No, you absolutely have to be there, because otherwise you're letting down other people. Okay, you know, this is really important, accountability and showing up. This is a sign of respect for everyone else. Okay. So that's important, just to mention up front. If you're not up for it, then don't do it. If you are up for it, do it fully from your heart and be completely accurate and on time and become a good example, because you're going to benefit massively from this. So take it seriously. So meet every week. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be holding space for each other, and you're going to be giving suggestions to each other. Okay? So two things. One is just holding space, not necessarily saying anything, but just holding the space, having the vision, knowing deep within yourself that anything is possible, that these are wonderful people, these are amazing superheroes, that they are capable of anything. Holding the high vision and keeping your own energy high. You know, it's really important. Just aside from anything you mentioned, just holding space, seeing the vision. Now, aside from that, you're either going to be receiving some energy towards you in terms of suggestions, ideas, questions from the group, or you're going to be contributing ideas, suggestions, feelings, thoughts, questions. Okay, so you're either giving or receiving. Now, how I recommend it, and this is how a lot of groups work, and this is what I'd like you to do, unless you find there's another way, but this is how I recommend it, is that every week you focus specifically on one person. Okay, and you give them full 60 minutes, totally on them. Massive blessing for somebody. It's like they're being blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed for 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And basically what you're doing, this is how it would work, basically, is that person in advance would already know what it is that they want to talk about. So they don't just turn up and say, oh, I don't know. They need to think about this. If you're the one receiving, you owe it to the group to, you know, have an idea what's going on. And, you know, sometimes that isn't necessarily whatever comes up is whatever comes up. But just make sure that you don't waste people's time and say, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter, you know. Because they're there to give to you and to really share the best. So make it sacred. Take it really from the heart. So let's imagine this is my mastermind group and I'm the one who's receiving. So I might say, well, you know, just an example, I want to experience more power in my meditation. You know, my meditation is good, but it's not quite as powerful as I'd like it to, and I want to have this kind of experience. And this is what I've done so far. I've been doing this practice and this practice, but it's not quite where I want to be. And I find my mind wandering, and this is happening, and sometimes I get bored, and blah, blah, blah. And I explain what the situation is. And then the group would then say, well, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about doing this other kind of meditation? Or in your meditation, what is it specifically that is working for you? And I might say, oh, it's this particular practice is the most powerful. And they say, well, what have you considered just doing more of that? Just focus just on that for an hour and see where you go. And I'd be like, oh, wow, that I'd never thought of that. And just doing that one suggestion may completely change my life. You know, literally, and I hadn't thought of it. Someone else might say, yeah, what about this? What about this? Well, you know, when I was doing that, I had the same problem, and this is what I did to deal with it. I thought you might find that useful. Someone else might say, you know what, there's this really cool book I think you should read. It's here it is, I'll send you a link, and you can just buy it, you know. Do you know what I mean? So everyone's there just giving their best. And I might say, Can you talk to one person specifically? All right, I really like that. I'm really feeling that. I'm really connected with that. Can you talk a little bit more about it? I think this is the direction I want to go in. I need a bit more support on this area. And then everyone can share, or that person can share more about what that specific thing is. So on the receiving end, you can direct where you feel the energy is best placed, you know? So you're not just sitting there listening to a load of ideas. You're proactively engaged with everyone else in the mastermind to get the result that you want. And then, you know, you can say, that was great. I've got this other problem as well, this other challenge that I would like to deal with. And it's related, and it's this thing. What do you think about that? And then everyone can suggest based on whatever comes up. And so you got 60 minutes to, or 90 minutes, or however long you want to do it, to really go into some depth here with that one person. And, you know, some people will want to share more than others. Some people will want to share less. It's not that everyone has to share exactly the same amount, that everyone's being timed. Some groups like to time everyone and be all strict about it. I haven't found the need for that myself, but that is something you may want to do if you find some people just go on and on and on and on and on and on and no one else gets to speak. If that sort of thing happens, then, you know, it needs to be addressed. You know, if there are other people who are not able to share because one person is talking too much, then have the egolessness, have the integrity in the group just to be able to share. You know what? Seems a little bit like too much from this person. No disrespect, but let's make sure everyone else has it as well. So hopefully that conversation won't actually need to be said. But if it does, it's fine. And just have done with it, have out with it, and move on from there. Don't take anything personally if any of these kind of issues come up. Just remind yourself, why are you here? You're here to serve others. Okay? And if for example, one person has really amazing ideas, and it's good to listen to them more because you really value them and everyone values them, then great. That's fair enough, you know. So you'll feel into the flow, and you will kind of work out what is best. And remember, this isn't like my ideas are the best and the ego. This is genuinely from the heart, almost channeling divine energy through you, and whatever comes out. And I'm amazed because I don't really know what I'm going to say when I'm sharing with people in a mastermind. It just kind of comes out. So let's just turn the picture around. Imagine you have chosen one person who isn't you, and you are supporting that person. How can you support them best? Well, one of the things that I've found is actually asking questions to that person is often even more powerful than giving advice. Because a lot of the time, if not all the time pretty much, people have all the answers within them, and you can draw out of them their own mastermind, their own higher wisdom. So, for example, someone may say, I've got this project, it's about this, I'm having problems with or challenges with wondering how to reach as many people as I can. Does anyone have any ideas? And you might say, well, what have you done so far? And then they'll share. And then you say, well, what is it specifically that's unique about what you're offering? Why is it something inspiring for other people? Why is it so cool? You know, and that'll make them think, because if they can't answer some of these questions, then there's a problem for them, because it's good for them to know the answers to things. So you can direct their energy by asking them questions. Now you can say, well, what's your vision for this thing? Imagine that you have actually experienced that, and that has happened. What is your highest vision for this project? Now imagine it's happened, it's now real. What is new and different? How are you feeling? How are you helping people? What's going on? Can you share the vision? And then they can share the vision. And then you could say, well, what will you have to have done in order for that to happen? Like, what are the steps that you would have had to have done? And you can ask, you know, there's so many questions you can ask people. And that is often a really, really powerful thing. Other times, someone else may ask them questions, or someone else may give advice, and by them sharing, you feel or you pick up on something and you're inspired to take it to another level. So someone might say, oh, you know, you could contact this person and you could do this thing. And you might think, oh, you know what? You could also contact these other people and do this slightly different thing as well. And you just take their idea a bit further, and someone else might run with it even further. And by the end of it, you've come up with this amazing idea, this amazing plan that is just completely on another level. And remember that the person who's receiving, you have to keep checking in with them. Is this useful? What else do you need? How can we help you more? What specifically would you like some more support with? Keep asking them, because this is for them. you know, make sure you're not blasting them with stuff that they're not interested in. Make sure you keep checking in, is this something valuable to them or not? And if it isn't, don't take it personally, because it's not here to pamper anyone's ego. This is here to help somebody. So you need to check in with them and just find out what's going on. And have an attitude, like I mentioned earlier, give 1,000%. When you're doing these calls, if you do them on Skype or something, you know, be fully focused, take notes, turn all your other things off, don't be checking your emails halfway through. Be 100% present fully when you're doing this stuff, you know. This is a sacred time. And if you're not mentioning something or you're listening, just take notes. Maybe you can type up the minutes and send them an email with all the notes. That would be really, really valuable. The person then goes away being blessed with lots of notes and ideas and links to websites or whatever is useful for them. So you're really blessing them. It's kind of like giving them $10,000 worth of coaching and blessings just straight away. You know, like a massive blessing in their life for them to move forward, to really go for it, go over the top. So you know, then what you do is that you say, okay, what are you going to do? Imagine, so let's just backtrack a second. The person has got a lot of benefit, okay, and you've been helping them, they've got the benefit. Then the question is, okay, what is that person going to do in this next week to move forward on whatever it is that they needed help with? So if they're moving forward with the project, they're moving forward with the change of nutritional protocols, exercise, meditation, relationship, whatever it is they're moving forward with, you say to them, okay, what are you going to do this week? What are you going to move forward with? And let them tell you what they are going to do to move forward. Because the mastermind isn't just a mastermind ideas group, it's also an accountability group. So you become accountable to the group. And that makes it extremely powerful because the person is going to do it. So let's say the person's having a problem in relationship, a challenge in relationship, and they wanted to confront their partner about something for years and years and haven't done it yet, and they know they need to. And you've gone through all these ways of talking to the partner and making it as easy as possible and everything else. You've got a plan, they're ready to go. Then you say, okay, what are you going to do this week? And they might say, well, I'm going to have that conversation. I'm going to make it happen. I'm not going to just ignore it again for another 10 years. I'm going to do it this week. And I'm going to, you know, make time, make it feel good. And then I'm going to share these things. And I'll let you know how it goes. All right. So then everyone's kind of interested what actually has happened. And then next week, the beginning of the next session, you will just listen to that person for 5-10 minutes. What happened? What did they do? What was the result? And if they need any quick support to move them forward. So they have a kind of a quick touch base and quick session at the beginning of the next session. Okay, so one person gets a full 60 minutes or 90 minutes. Then the next session is to check in with them and help them a bit more. Okay, then that's done, and then you move on to the next person. And you just rotate this in whatever order you want, so that you go, you know, one person, next person, next person, next person, next person. Now, on occasion, it might be that someone is like having a massive disaster, having some crazy crisis has come up, whatever it is. If that's the case and it's really desperate and it's a one-off thing that's kind of really important, then great, you deal with that person, absolutely. Don't say, oh, it's not your turn, we'll deal with you next week. If someone's really, really going through it and they need the support there and then fine, you accommodate that. Don't be sort of too strict about it. If that person always is having dramas, then that's a different matter, in which case they'll have to wait their turn. But if it's something that is occasional and genuinely crucial, then that's fine. Go for it. You know, this is a loving, supportive, nourishing group. And also, you know, a way of of making sure that this sort of kind of clarity is there at the beginning. Is the beginning of the group, everyone just shares for a moment. Not too long, not going on and on and on, but how is everyone doing? You know, I'm doing great, a wonderful week, this happened, wonderful, that's it, short and sweet. The next person, oh yeah, I'm feeling great, thanks, I'm really stoked to be here. Next person, next person, next person, next person. And then if anyone is absolutely freaking out and says, you know what, I know it's not my turn, but I tell you, there's some crazy stuff's happened, I need some help, you know, seriously, I wouldn't ask, but I feel if everyone's up for it, then let's do it. And if everyone's up for it, then you go for it. So each group is good to have some kind of, you know, moderator type person, some sort of mastermind mentor or whatever. It's not that they're in charge, it's not that they're the boss, it's not that they're the man, it's not some sort of authority, you know, egotistical controlling thing. This is just somebody who's got a bit more experience, maybe holds a bit of space and can direct the energy if need be. Okay, so it's good to have somebody who's like that. We have it in our mastermind groups. We have someone who's holding space like that. Not because we're all, you know, having a hard time, but it's just useful that you have a facilitator. Okay, so pick somebody. We might pick somebody for you if we're doing it that way. But if we're not and you're working it out who's in your group yourself, then, you know, you just feel into it. Ask who would like to do it. Make sure that person is not kind of control freak kind of person, that they're really coming from the right place. And that'll be really helpful. So hopefully that's clear. So you're doing this. Why are you doing it? It's because this is extremely magical and you get a lot of power and magic and ideas and potentials and new doors opening that you wouldn't have. What is it? Basically, it's a group where you meet once a week and you share ideas and support each other. How do you do it? You know, you basically take it in turns. One week is each person. You check in, help each other massively, give support that person, ask them questions. And then the next week, you know, you check in with that person, see what's going on, and, you know, it becomes an accountability group, and then you move on to the next person. And so what will happen if you do this? What will happen if you do this? If you meet up with your group, and you make it a priority, and you give 1,000%, you will experience a sense of fullness and certainty, nishchay, we like to call it, Sanskrit word nishchay, a certainty about yourself and about your life that you didn't have before. You will get ideas and concepts and new possibilities that you never imagined very, very quickly. So things that may otherwise take literally years, you can achieve in weeks, because of the ideas and because of the support of the group. And realize that this is your group. This is your group. These people belong to you. You belong to them. This is the mastermind. You're a family, you know. You're not doing this for us. You're doing this for yourself. You're doing this for the world, you know. You're doing this for your own benefit and for the benefit of the group and for the benefit of the world. This is something that is going to affect and change the rest of your life and take you to another level. And, you know, you can have more than one mastermind group, because some groups are focused more on one thing and more on another thing. So it's not that you're limited only to one mastermind group. So just realize the power of the group that you have. Make sure that you fit in the group. If you really feel the kind of it's not working out for you for whatever personality reasons or whatever, keep giving it a go anyway, and just add value. And if for some reason it still isn't working out, then just change group, you know. But don't give it up too quickly, okay? Some people, they have their ego scratched a little bit, and then something happens. Now, having said all this about ego and personalities, I haven't personally had any problem at all in any of my mastermind groups. I've heard other people talk about things, but personally, all the groups I've been involved with have been very harmonious, loving, supportive, and I felt stoked and really, really good about it, and I continue to. So I haven't had any trouble at all, literally. So that's me. And so I hope I'm not kind of presenting a picture where there's going to be all these challenges, because mostly the time there isn't. Now, so if you do this, this is your group. You're going to help change the world by doing this. You're going to stay empowered, and you will really take your life to new places faster and with more ease and grace than you ever could have imagined. And so what to look out for is in the group to for you to know that it's working out is that you'll feel good. You will feel that even if you don't like enjoy like this is the best hour I've ever spent this week, it's not necessarily that, because it's intense sometimes, you know. It's not like lying on the beach, you know, it's hanging out with your friends, just, you know, having meditation or something. It's different, it's powerful, it's a different kind of energy. But what you'll notice is that things start to change faster. You have a level of confidence that you didn't used to have. And you really can connect and meet these people on a level that is so powerful and beneficial that it's hard to even put into words and put into structures how powerful it is. And, you know, another thing just quickly to mention at the end is sometimes, this was some of my groups, you know, we meet more than once a week, and we also are there to talk to each other personally about things when needed. So if someone's right in the middle of something and they need some help, and you have certain ideas that are really useful, then you can talk to them outside of the group on your own as well, you know. If someone is wanting you to look at something they're doing, by all means, they can send an email and you can look at it or whatever you want. So it's not only limited to the group. The group is where you come together every week in a very systematic way with a lot of focus. But just if you want to, you can be available to them more often. You can even be available to them every day. So it stretches out over and outside of the group. All right, so hopefully that's useful to you. We're actually going to do one session. I'll be doing this where I join the group. I you know, facilitate that a little bit, so you get a feeling, and I'll post that will be available for you to listen to as well, so you can really get an idea of what it's like in practice. So it's an organic process. You're here to support 100,000,000,000% to everyone. To really create breakthroughs and to give, give, give. Don't hold anything back. Give away all your best ideas. If you're doing a project similar to someone else, just give them whatever is beneficial. Do you know what I mean? If you have information about something, just give, give, give. I don't hold anything back at all with my mastermind group. Even if it would appear there might be some conflict of interest or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just give, give, give. That's my personal feeling. I'm not holding back. I'm not saying, oh, I did all this work, I can't just give that to them just like that because it took me years to work it out. No, if it took you years to work it out and you can give it to them, let them have it immediately and help them apply it as well, because you can't get away from the law of karma. So give, 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 give. And I look forward to hearing your results, your responses, your power, the magic that happens, and I look forward to sharing more with you on this magical, powerful superhero training. Look forward to seeing your personal results in your life. All right, much love from a beautiful evening in Kauai. Aloha. This is Brother Michael with the Superhero Training. We'll be right back.